to anything else. And, you know, there's no money coming in. I mean, there's no contract. There's no... Everything is paid for by me. And if it's giving enjoyment to you, and it obviously is, then, you know, I don't honestly see why we should be taken off the air. I was also talking to somebody in Hammersmith yesterday who did have a local radio station, very similar to Border Radio. And one night the Home Office appeared with the police, and not only did they take the transmitter, but they smashed all the equipment. They smashed the tape recorders, they smashed the records, they smashed the turntables, and did thousands of pounds worth of damage, which to me is quite horrific. I mean, really, that's quite uncalled for. Okay, take the transmitter and fine them. I'll sell the car, pay for the fine, no problem. But I think, you know, to have all your ancillary equipment, your hi-fi equipment and other stuff not even connected to the broadcasting system, to be smashed and the entire place wrecked by the police is absolutely unbelievable. But I can assure you that's what happened, and that's the way they do carry on, which is quite frightening, really. I don't care if they come in here and take the transmitter. Quite honestly, I'll have another one built. And I'll pay the fine and sell the car, and we'll be back on air again. But if, of course, they come in and smash all the equipment, then, of course, there is no way that that could be replaced. I mean, it would cost a fortune to replace everything. So, you know, if you do feel strongly enough about it, it depends how much what you think of Border Radio, if you think it's worth the effort of writing to your MP. I honestly don't hold much hope myself, but I've never written to my MP. I can't imagine that they would do anything. I don't know. Maybe you've got a better MP than I have. Anyway, there it is. I've just put the idea into your head. I mean, one night, I should imagine, I will very quickly just say good night to you and goodbye, and that will be the end of Border Radio, which to me, you know, would be absolutely tragic, and it would be a very, very sad situation altogether. Anyway, having said that, while we are on the air, and before they do come with their hammers and axes and their warrants and all the other things that they do, we'll just continue with the programme, I think. The time now, incidentally, is 6 minutes past six, and it's more continuous music. If you'd like a request or a dedication between now and 8 o'clock, the telephone number is 892-8576. 892-8576. And if you'd like to drop me a line and be included in the Christmas draw, you better be quick, incidentally. The address is Harry Marshall, P.O. Box 46, Twickenham, TW1 3EY. So there you are. Right, let's listen to some music for a change, eh?